I'm going to be presenting today on a project where we looked at access to care, patient-physician communication, and cancer screening in an African-American Medicare population. These are my co-authors, and one of whom is here with me today, Mary, so thank you for being here. I have no relationship to disclose, so get that out of the way. So this actually is similar to a slide you showed from Chicago, and basically this shows cancer mortality, breast cancer mortality rates, and this is U.S.-wide, so similarly to Chicago, there's a huge disparity between blacks and whites in breast cancer mortality, and similarly in colorectal cancer, we see a big disparity between blacks and whites, and it looks like the disparities are actually widening despite an overall decline in mortality. So this just sort of the background for the purpose behind this project. And the United States Preventive Services Task Force recommends biennial mammography screening for women ages 50 to 74, as well as FOBT, sigmoidoscopy, and colonoscopy for adults age 50 to 75. And in terms of the frequency of those exams, the American Cancer Society recommends yearly FOBT, sigmoidoscopy every 5 years, colonoscopy every 10 years, and yearly mammography. We went with the more conservative U.S. Preventive Service Task Force definition for mammography in this study, which I'll get to in a little bit. But these are the cancer screening guidelines, but contributing to the disparities is the fact that a lot of African Americans are diagnosed with cancer at later stages than Caucasian Americans, and so there's a lot of missed opportunities for early detection and early treatment. And also, as my previous presenter mentioned, physician recommendation is very important, and having access to a usual source of care are very important facilitators of colorectal cancer screening, and people without usual source of care are less likely to get a physician recommendation and therefore less likely to be screened. And we definitely see disparities. In fact, African-American men are less likely to be recommended for colorectal cancer screening by a physician. So these are all factors contributing to the disparities. And with this in mind, we sought to look at the influence of access to care and patient-physician communication on colorectal and breast cancer screening in a population of African-American Medicare beneficiaries using CPTD baseline data. And I'll talk about what CPTD is now. It's the Cancer Prevention and Treatment Demonstration funded by CMS. There were, I think, 6 sites across the country, and the goal of the project was to examine the efficacy of a patient navigation intervention on improving adherence to cancer screening among racial and ethnic minorities. So our site at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore focused on African-American Medicare beneficiaries. And so this data that I'm going to report is baseline data that was obtained between November 2006 and March 2010. So the methods we use basic bivariate chi-square statistics of the independent variables on the adherent and non-adherent categories, and then we use logistic regression on the likelihood of self-reported colorectal and breast cancer screening adherence, and we use some techniques to refine our model, goodness of fit tests, forward and backward selection, and then the likelihood ratio test to compare the refined model to the saturated model. All the analysis was conducted in state of 10. And so in terms of the measure we use, as I said, we use the more conservative definition of adherence. So basically, women were considered adherent with breast cancer screening if they had a mammography within the past 2 years. We excluded women age 75 and over for an N of 1,184. And we also considered people adherent with colorectal screening if they had an FOBT within the past year or sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy within the past 10 years. And I'll get to this a little bit later, but one of the limitations of the study is in the questionnaire, they grouped sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy together, so we couldn't separate them. So we just said, if you had one or the other in the past 10 years, you're adherent for purposes of this study. And our N for the colorectal cancer screening analysis was 1737. In terms of access to care, people reported in the baseline questionnaire whether they had access to a usual source of care, and we considered if they said no to that question or if they reported the ED as their usual source of care, we considered them as having no usual source of care, which is consistent with prior research. And then they also indicated whether they had a provider, a regular provider that they saw at their usual source of care. Then they also answered a series of questions, and they indicated whether any of the following were a major problem, little, or no problem. So they were asked about accessing a nurse or doctor they're happy with, a referral to specialists they needed, care that their doctor felt was necessary, and as well as delays in care waiting for approval from their health plan. So if they indicated major problem, we considered that one category. Little or no problem was another category. And then they were asked about certain patient-physician communication, and these are commonly asked questions used like on the Medicare Current Beneficiary Survey and other common surveys. So they were asked whether their provider sometimes or never or usually or always listens carefully to them, explains things in a way they can understand, shows respect for what they have to say, and spends enough time with them. So these were the communication variables. And then the control variables, which we use consistent with previous studies, were gender, age, marital status, education, income, health status, comorbidities, and we split that into 2+ comorbidities or fewer than 2 comorbidities, family history of cancer, Medicaid status, as well as Medigap enrollment. These are the results for the colorectal cancer screening. And this model also included age, marital status, and comorbidities, but I'm just reporting here on the access and communication variables. So as you can see, people with the usual source of care were over twice as likely to be adherent to colorectal cancer screening, and that was statistically significant. And people who had a provider that explained things to them in a way they could understand were also almost 2 times as likely to be adherent with colorectal cancer screening. And then as you can see with Medigap, which is supplemental insurance under Medicare, people with those types of insurance plans were more likely to be adherent, but people with Medicaid were less likely to be adherent. And keep in mind that this is a Medicare population, so everybody has basic Medicare insurance, but we can see even within Medicare, there's disparities along the lines of whether you can afford to buy a supplemental insurance policy or whether you're eligible for Medicaid. And so these are the adjusted percentages. So people with no usual source of care were just about 70% of people with no usual source of care were adherent, whereas over 80% of people with the usual source of care were adherent to colorectal cancer screening. Now for breast cancer screening, actually, everything dropped out of the model except for these 3 variables. So people, again, with usual source of care were over twice as likely to be adherent with breast cancer screening. And people with providers that explain things in a way that they can understand were also twice as likely to be adherent. And interestingly, women reported that women who reported no difficulties getting referrals to specialists were 3 times as likely to be adherent to breast cancer screening. And here are the adjusted percentages for breast cancer screening. Women with no usual source of care were about 75% of them were adherent, whereas about 85% of women with the usual source of care were adherent to breast cancer screening. Some of the limitations, there were relatively few non-adherent women. Actually, in both categories, there were about 311 people that hadn't been screened that were not adherent to colorectal cancer screening, and about 160 women that were not adherent. So what that meant is that there was small cell size in some of our analysis, but overall, the results were still statistically significant. As I mentioned, the grouping of sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy into one response is a limitation. So there could have been people that had a sigmoidoscopy 7 years ago. So technically they're not adherent, but they're coming up in our sample as being adherent. So I think if anything, we may have underestimated the relationship in colorectal cancer screening. Of course, with any study that relies on self-report, there's subject to recall and response bias. And it's only generalizable to African-American Medicare beneficiaries in an urban setting. But of course, if reducing disparities is your goal, I think these results are very illuminating and can lend themselves to some possible interventions to improve adherence in that population. So in conclusion, having a usual source of care and provider that explains things clearly are associated with greater odds of both colorectal and breast cancer screening adherence in African-American Medicare beneficiaries. So that's all. I'd like to acknowledge the rest of my excellent team as well as the study participants. And as I said, this research was funded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Any questions? No questions?
Oh, yeah.
Do you plan to use Medicare claims to verify the reliability of self-reporting?
I don't know about that off the hand. Do you know if they're linking to Medicare claims?
That's the next part of the study.
Yeah, that's the next part. Yeah. So we're still analyzing all the results of the intervention, and so I think part of that will be to link to Medicare claims. Yeah.
How do you find this compared to the other sites?
I don't know, actually. We haven't. Each site focused on a different racial and ethnic minority, so So I'm not sure, actually. I don't know if any of the other sites did this particular analysis. So each site was sort of independent in terms of what analysis they wanted to run. Yeah?
For the colon cancer screening, was there a difference in terms of, did males do it more than females?
Females were actually more adherent. Yeah. I know, exactly. Not surprising.
Thank you.
Another
question?
Go ahead.
How do I go back?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were less adherent if they had Medicaid. So I guess it's an indicator of poverty status.
With Medicaid and Medicare combined?
Yeah, these were dual eligibles. Yeah, were less adherent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Right. Yeah, actually, income didn't wasn't significant in this model. For some reason, that dropped out of the model. So I think, yeah, but Medicaid is, so I think there's a lot more going on besides just the income. I think it has to do with, you know, access issues and neighborhood factors. Yeah, and access, yeah, and access to providers as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good area for future research. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Is this your dissertation?
No.
That's a lot of work.